You're listening to SBS News.
A vaccine is often touted as the ultimate solution to the coronavirus crisis and the end-all solution to getting life back to normal. Coming up with such a vaccine is one very hard thing that's being worked on around the world right now. But even if such a hypothetical inoculation becomes reality, there's the problem of trying to get it to people around the world. Dr. Rick Bright is an immunologist and the former head of the United States Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. He's warned a US congressional committee that a lot of work and planning will have to go into distributing a vaccine.
Right now, there are over 100 different approaches for developing a vaccine for this coronavirus. So we're confident that hopefully, I should say, at least one of those or two of those will work. But you've identified key critical challenges that we need to anticipate and prepare for early. Number one is the supply chain for those vaccines. Needed reagents and buffers and salts and various ingredients that go into a vaccine, as well as the glass vials that the vaccines are put into, and needles and syringes, and then a carefully coordinated distribution and administration strategy. We haven't yet gotten to those downstream strategies yet in our government, and I think those are going to become a significant issue down the road if we don't plan for that now.
At the apex of the US government, predictions are a little more bold. US President Donald Trump says the US military will help distribute it.
We were given very little when we came into this administration, and they've done a fantastic job. And I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. And I think distribution will take place almost simultaneously because we've geared up the military.
But equity for poor nations and poor communities in middling and rich nations lies at the heart of debate about a COVID-19 vaccine. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark has helped coordinate an open letter to national health ministers who are holding critical talks at the World Health Assembly next week. The letter calls for a so-called people's vaccine. That involves mandatory worldwide sharing of all COVID-19 related knowledge and patents. It also calls for a global and equitable rapid manufacturing and distribution plan funded by wealthier nations. And it also asks for a guarantee that vaccines, tests and treatments will be free for everyone, everywhere. Ms. Clark says it's in the interests of wealthier nations like Australia and New Zealand to help the rest of the world.
If we don't have access for everyone, everywhere to a vaccine, then we're facing a rather bleak number of years ahead, because then the disease becomes endemic. And we could be secure in our New Zealand bubble or maybe a Trans-Tasman bubble, but not confident about going anywhere else because of the disease.
The European Union is leading the negotiations, and Ms. Clark is optimistic progress will be made.
I am optimistic that the negotiations that have been going on, led very much by the EU, look like they're going to get us somewhere. And if getting us somewhere is on the route to the people's vaccine, then that's the holy grail.
Australia is not a signatory to the letter, but a spokesperson for Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government will continue to engage in the negotiations. Everything ultimately depends on the cooperation of wealthy nations and powerful pharmaceutical companies. Despite that, Ms. Clark says there's a precedent to give hope, with Australia in particular at the forefront.
We very much look to the wealthiest nations who are feeling a little bit poor themselves at the moment, but know that a vaccine is the way to a better future. Very much looking for their solidarity to ensure that the vaccine can be developed and widely available. This will take quite a lot of development assistance to get it out to all corners of the world. But donor countries have been generous in the past on vaccines. Australia has been generous.
And whilst there is plenty of pressure for a multilateral approach, a working vaccine is still some time away. The European Union believes a 12-month timeframe is optimistic at best. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.